This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for our great pastor. We had appreciation service for him, 15 years of leading and guiding the people of God. And we're so grateful for what God has given us. And the scripture says he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. And that's the work of the ministry, is to perfect the saints. And we're thanking God for what our great pastor has given us. He's given us the word of life, eternal life, through obeying the commandments of God. And truly, I thank God for our great pastor. I present unto you at this time a great one, our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. Our elders, missionary, our evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, I'm grateful for this door of utterance. It is appreciation time, and I'm grateful for the great love that the saints and all friends and relatives have come out and shown. And in this appreciation, we have a song that our brother Dale wrote called Firstborn. And our brother Rich is going to sing this number for you. We are God's covenant church. We keep God's commandments. That is the doctrine. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Brother Richard, choir, thank God. Firstborn.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel. The day shall declare it, revealed by fire, burning up what's not right, so that God may delight. We're transformed to his image, yes we are. So we hearken to the voice, free will is our choice, making our flesh subject to the word. To the angel in the midst, who's confirming the souls, you see it's all about salvation. Yes it is. Heal patience of the saints of the Most High, keeping God's command. Again. from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank God for our brother Richard, the choir. Firstborn, thank God. This is God's Covenant Church. We're grateful for our anointing that's going on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. The great work they did. We are continuing steadfast in that work. We have announcements. Deacon Debbie, thank God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the
thank
pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We are here this Sabbath. We want to talk to you about what it means to eat God's word, which means keep God's commandments, which means the eating of the Lord's flesh. Thank God. We are able to do this because Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Maybe some don't understand what that means, the firstborn. Firstborn only means that God only got one son that is redeemed. That's the firstborn. That's the one that gets the inheritance. That's the chosen. That is the one that is of the promise. That is the one that is in Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the one that's been born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. Jesus himself was the firstborn. And we're all one in Christ Jesus. So if you have been born again, you are the firstborn. If you haven't been born of God's word, you are not the firstborn. That means you have not eaten of God's word. Let's go to Isaiah 55 and 1. Understand what we're talking about. You must be a doer of the word. That means not just a hearer, but a doer. But so many really haven't heard this. They've heard about it, but they haven't heard the word. If you haven't heard the word in its entirety, if you're not striving to keep it in its entirety, you don't know the Lord and you haven't heard the word. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Now that's what the scripture says. I'm just a messenger here. Isaiah 55 and 1 says what?
Ho! Everyone that thirsteth.
Oh,
yes.
Everyone.
That thirsteth.
That's the other words. Wait a minute. Hold
all
up.
Right, all right.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
That's what they said in the cowboy days. Whoa.
Yes, Pastor.
Wait. Don't be rushing here. Ho.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone that thirsteth. What?
Come ye to the waters.
Come ye to the waters. Mm-hmm. What?
And he that hath no money.
You that don't have any money.
Mm-hmm. Come ye by and eat.
Buy. That other words means you don't have to have something to barter with. But you can buy this without money.
All right.
And to do it, you have to eat.
Yes.
Eat what?
Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Now buy this without price.
Right.
Why?
Wherefore do ye spend
money? Why?
Yes, Lord. Without price.
Why? I'm getting ready to tell you
yes,
why.
Sir.
Hold up.
All right. Oh, yes.
Sir. Oh, everyone that thirsts, let's hold it.
Yes, sir.
By wine and milk without price. Why? Because there's no price on eternal life.
Yes.
No price on that. You don't have enough money to buy that.
Yes.
You can take all the planets in the universe and you can exchange it for eternal life with God.
Right.
No price to it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Proverbs 3:14. Let's see what this is.
Yes.
So you can buy this without price because there's no price on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not marked up. And you can't put enough zeros behind whatever you want to bring to buy it. It's not for sale in that manner. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Money won't buy this.
Yes.
Buy wine and milk without money, without price, because there's no price tag on it.
No.
Proverbs 3:14 says what?
For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver.
So all the silver in the world, what?
And the grain thereof, than fine gold.
Grain or what? What do you say, grain or gain?
Gain thereof, than fine gold.
Than fine gold.
Yes.
Whatever you can gain from silver and gold, this is better.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because silver and gold is temporary.
Yes.
For those that are here. It's going to always be in the earth. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
She is more precious than rubies and all the things thou canst desire.
Anything we can desire. Mm-hmm. Not comparison. What
right.
It says.
Yes. Are not to be compared.
Can't compare anything
her.
To her. Can't even compare anything to God's wisdom,
right.
Which is his word, because we just read that. Keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom. There is no comparison to wisdom. Wisdom can overtake a city. Wisdom is a conqueror of all things. Wisdom establishes things. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you don't have the wisdom of God, which is keeping God's commandments, you cannot be established in God. There's no comparison to being established. No comparison. Matthew 16:26. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
What do you read and how do you read it? So many read the scriptures and have no clue of what it's talking about. There is no comparison to God's word. And yet how many quote it? But guess what they get drunk on? Jesus. Jesus is the word. Let's get drunk on what he taught, the word. Because he pointed everyone back to the Father. My Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 16:26.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world?
What?
And lose his own soul?
What?
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
So what can you give in exchange for eternal life? Because there's no price tag on that. But it will cost you something.
Right.
It costs you an exchange. Mm-hmm. You exchange your soul for eternal life. That's the cost.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But there's no price on it. It's just an exchange. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
26.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
24.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself.
Now that's what you have to exchange. Denying yourself, what?
And take up his cross.
What?
And follow me.
Whatever you're going through, God is calling for us to go through it, take it up and follow. That's the exchange.
Yes.
For God. For eternal life. Is there a comparison?
No.
Is there any comparison to that? Is there any comparison to God?
No.
I don't think so.
All right.
Isaiah 55:1. Let's go back. But so many don't know God is the Word, because the scripture says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
They look at God, they say, we want to be with God eternity, but they don't look at the Word.
Right.
And if they do, they're looking at bits and parts of it, and that's the way they know God, in bits and parts.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
55:1 again.
Ho! Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water.
Now you that thirst, you come.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not thirsty, don't bother.
All right.
Because thirsty is what's going to make you exchange. If you don't have a great desire, you don't go after God.
Yes.
What?
And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Because in a lot of these churches, you exchange, they say you have eternal life because you're a cook, because you're an usher, because you're a deacon, because you're this. They make you something and say, oh, you got it. And that's how you buy your salvation. In the Al Capone days, they bought it by bringing big donations to the Catholic Church. They still do that.
Right, sir.
I'm going to donate this whole West Wing to St. Paul. That's not going to get you a place in heaven.
Right.
It may get you an appointment with the Pope, the Ponte, but it don't get you into God.
Right, Pastor.
Read.
Yes. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread?
All the labor that the churchgoers do, Broadway now, they spend money. Mm-hmm. They labor for that which is not bread.
Right.
They're not laboring to get rid of the gods before God and the graven images and all these things. They're not laboring for that.
Right.
But they're laboring, saying, I'm doing the Lord's work. I'm feeding the hungry. But what about the soul?
Right.
No soul being fed.
Yes,
no denying.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And your labor for that which satisfieth not.
What?
Hearken diligently unto me.
What?
And eat ye that which is good. And
I believe the Lord said there's none good but one.
All right.
And that's God. So how do you eat God? The Lord said, except the man eat my flesh. You have to eat the example he sets before you.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Which houses the word. You eat the word that they bring forth.
Yes.
And the example. That which is good, because there's none good but one.
Right.
If we're not one with God, we're no good to God. You got to be one with Him.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And let your soul delight itself in fatness.
In fatness. Isn't that beautiful? Psalms 34.
All right.
Delight itself in fatness.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Everybody likes fat. They may not say it, but they love it. They may not like the way it makes them look, but they love fat. They love it. Greasy fat. The scripture tell you that too.
Yes, Pastor.
And listen, God wants us to grow old and get fat.
All right, Pastor.
But not just in certain places. Mainly your soul,
right,
not
Pastor.
Your body.
Right, Pastor.
You know,
yes.
Get fat in your knowledge, your thinking. Isn't that beautiful? 34 and 8, what does it say?
34 and 8, beautiful. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
The problem is so many have not really tasted.
No.
Of God. To taste of God means you have partaken of His word. You're not just a hearer but a doer. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9, let's see.
Beautiful.
So many have not tasted His word because it says, oh, taste and see, right?
Right.
How can you see something that the natural eye can't see?
Right.
Natural eye can't see this. That's why so many have never tasted it.
That's so true.
That's what the scripture says.
Right.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9, what does it say?
But as it is written.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. But as it is written, I have not seen.
I, talking about that natural eye we were born with.
Right.
I have not seen.
Nor ear heard.
Now it says, oh, taste and see. How can you taste something you can't see? It's written.
Yes.
I have not seen.
Nor ear heard.
What?
Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them. That love.
So that's the problem. It shows they don't love Him because they haven't seen it and tasted it. Because when you love God, if you have the potential to love God, God will let you see it.
All right.
The Lord had the potential and the desire to eat at the table His Father set before Him. So God didn't let nothing happen to Him. Even though the devil tried to destroy Him before He got to the cross,
right.
Couldn't do it.
Right, Pastor.
Lord set a table for His, in the presence of His enemies. He tried to destroy Moses. He couldn't do it because Moses had a job to do.
All right.
If you love God, if it's in you to love God, God go make a way when the enemy does not destroy you.
Yes.
You're going to be able to fulfill that promise.
Thank God.
That's to those that love Him. You're going to see what God is talking about. Yes. That's why I said, my sheep hear my voice. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Read Psalms.
Yes,
Pastor. 119 and 11. Let's go
beautiful,
there.
Beautiful.
God wants His people to be fat.
Thank God.
but not greasy. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Now that's what the scripture says.
All right,
I'm only quoting what the scripture says. Let's see what it says in Psalms 119:11. Let's see what it says.
Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against
that
thee.
That I might not that's sin beautiful. Against thee.
Yes.
Right?
That's beautiful. Yes.
What does the 34th verse say?
Yes.
119 and 34. What does it say?
Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law.
Wait a minute. That's talking about God's word.
Yes.
Give me understanding.
Yes.
And I shall keep thy law. What does the 43rd verse say?
43. And take not the word of the truth utterly out of my mouth.
What?
For I have hope in thy judgment.
What?
So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever.
Well, wait a minute. How can you keep something, a law, continually forever and ever mm-hmm. if it's been done away with? That don't make sense to me.
All right, Pastor.
Let's see what the 70th verse say.
70. Yes, Pastor. Beautiful. Their heart.
Their heart.
Yes. Is as fat as Greeks.
You see what I'm talking about?
All right, Pastor. But I did like.
In other words, their heart is full of flesh.
All right, Pastor.
It's as fat as grease, but what?
But I delight in thy law.
How many delight in God's law? That's delighting in God's word.
Yes. All right, Pastor.
Yes.
Didn't Isaiah say, let's go back to Isaiah. It says, in his law I delight.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread?
Mm-hmm.
What? And your labor.
For that which satisfieth not.
What?
Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good.
That means the law must be good. What?
And let your soul delight itself in fatness.
So if you delight in God's law, that's the fatness God talking about. He ain't talking about that grease that these natural people, they, you know, most of them love chicken.
All right, Pastor.
And ribs.
Oh, wow. All right, Pastor.
True.
And prime rib. Why?
Yes, Pastor.
That's all right.
Beautiful, Pastor.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9 again. Let's read that again.
Thank God.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yes, beautiful, Pastor.
We want to eat God's word. We're going to eat it because it's been taught to us.
Yes.
God can bring you to the waters, but he can't make you drink it.
All right.
You have to drink it. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. 2 and 9, what does it say?
But as it is written,
what?
I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them.
God hath prepared things for those that love him.
Yes.
In heaven and into our hearts. 13th verse, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor. Which things also we speak, not in the words which.
Now we speak about these things, not in the words, what?
Which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches.
What?
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
That's what we're doing.
Yes.
We're striving to do today. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Let's go to Romans. Isn't that right. Beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Romans 7:14.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Say, I've been eating God's word. If you haven't been eating the law, you haven't been eating God's word. God's law, the scripture says, it's spiritual. 7:14, what does it say?
For we know that the law is spiritual.
How many know that? You don't know that if you have not eaten that which you haven't seen.
All right.
But if you've seen and tasted, you know the law is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
But I am carnal, sold under sin.
But he's talking about a carnal mind.
Yes.
Sold under sin. Mm-hmm. 8:6. What does it say? Chapter 8:6.
Yes, Pastor.
For what?
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. And peace.
When your mind is spiritual, life.
Isn't that beautiful?
And peace.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
What?
For it is not subject to
a
the
carnal
law of God.
Mind is not subject mm-hmm. to the law.
Yes.
It's not subject to honoring the father, the mother, not killing, committing adultery, stealing, bearing false witness. Coveting, it's not subject to that. It's not subject to remembering the Sabbath day. Carnal mind is not subject to taking God's name in vain. It's not subject to making graven images. It's not subject to not having gods before God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the carnal mind.
Yes.
How plain is that?
Yes, very plain, Pastor.
Isaiah 55:2 again. Let's go back there again.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
That's why the eye haven't seen nor the ear heard, because Broadway don't teach that. Broadway is crowded. All they teach you is J-E-S-U-S and J-E-S-U-S. What he taught, you don't know. He said, my father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
All right.
They don't talk about that.
Beautiful.
I haven't seen, because that carnal mind that is not subject to God's law, so that law was done away with. They don't know how to write and devise God's word because many have not seen it. They're only teaching what traditions have led them to teach. Isaiah 55 and 2. Read it again.
Wherefore do ye spend money
what?
For that which is not bread?
Spending all of their energies for that which is really not bread in these churches. They're all up under the same umbrella, from Presbyterian to Judaism.
Yes,
same umbrella. As the Lord said, you worship, ye know not what.
Because
they are worshiping something, but it's not God.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And your labor for that which satisfieth not.
What?
Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good.
As the scripture says again, there's none good but one. If we are not one with God, we are no good to God. We've got to be one with the Spirit of God, the way it's carrying us, be one with it. Bring that body under subjection. We got to do that.
All right.
Read.
Yes. And let your soul delight itself in.
Let's be
that.
One and delight in God. Say, I got God. I got it. Listen.
Right.
Is that what we're doing a job?
Yes.
Thank you God. Can act any kind of way you want. I got God. I'm only going to be with you a few minutes. I'm out of here.
Right, Pastor. Right.
And guess what? It's got to be the same thing with one another.
Right.
I got God. And while I'm with God, I'm not going to let you upset me.
Yes,
I got God. That's the way you got to think.
All right, Pastor. That's beautiful,
yeah.
Pastor. Yes.
I got to know one thing. You're striving all you know, and so am I.
Yes, Lord.
But I can't let you.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.